Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, how about we try it again? Maybe. Because I missed it, or I couldn't hear anything, so I didn't know what was happening. So let me turn it off.
Well, I thought I got green.
Walking through forests of palm trees, hearts men scoff at the monkeys who live in that dark tent. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy and sleep in green meadows. Is it so frightening to have me go there? Thunder and lightning, but be bolder. I'll write on your tombstone, I thank you for dinner. The game that we animals play is the winner. Well, let's bundle in the jungle. Well, that's alright by me. He's a lover of life, but the player of pawns. Yes, the king on his sunset, life waiting for dawn. To light up the jungle and play us with you. The monkey be willing to strike up the
I'm
back, my friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com. And there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Louie, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us early Wednesday morning for Keeping It Brief, and then come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, The Sullen Art with Laurent, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturday is split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon from the North, bringing you bad company, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray. If you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Take a walk on the wild side Tuesday, then sit in with Pam, break on through on Friday. Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babylon as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And then Sundays are split between Arcana and Luyu, delving deep into the darkness, and Once Upon a Time with Dex and Pam. Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. And if you do SoundClouds, please include them with your poems so we can listen to you read your words. Hello, Jane.
Well, hello there, Rex, and how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm all right.
Very good, very good. The music had me all confused because it was lit up like it was playing, and I'm thinking something's wrong with me. I hung up and called back and all this good stuff. And then I'm like, I had to ask in the room, and you said, I hear nothing. I'm like, okay, well, now I know to turn it off. I figured if I just shut it off and turned it back on, you know, of course I was going to screw it all up. Instead, I screwed it up in a different way. It's all good. It's all good. Just for the record, I'll let you know, Pam's with us. Hey, Pam, how are you tonight?
That's well, so that's kind of funny because the song was called Bungle in the Jungle.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And I was bungling in the jungling. What's happening, Pam? Oh, she must not be back yet. She did say be right back in the room. Oh, Lord, there's another one for the record tonight. Two for two.
Oh, yeah,
it looks like a good good board tonight, though. It looks nice and full and all kinds of good stuff. And I know you had said to me right before the show started, it's an eclectic board. And I said, yeah, it's kind of like Friday because we never know where we can get on a Friday board. But yours has a twist because it has music with it, so... I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes it fun. So what made you pick Bungle in the Jungle for the intro song? I have to ask.
Well,
just because
we had I had 10 pieces on the board, and they all had their own music, so I didn't want to use the opening from a piece. So I think, all right.
Right.
Thought about
gotcha.
It. I haven't had a poll, so Bungle in the Jungle was a nice thought at the moment,
great,
something a little different.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I just wasn't sure what led you that way. Very good.
Oh, back in the day, I got to see that Jethro Tull. That was from the War Child tour back in 77, 76, something like that, 75.
No. Yeah, something. God, don't talk like that. It sounds like it's so far away. So far back, you know.
So far away.
Yeah,
we did a lot of that last week, and the week before, so far away from you.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely. It's just got a lot of, yes. We have all kinds of stuff out there. I was looking, and I'm like, okay, this is all over the place, and I was liking it. Mine's about the furthest out there, though. Mine is about the furthest one out there out of all of them. And I said, "Well, I said, yeah, that's crazy, but it's all right. I don't mind. So, Pam, I don't know if you're back. If you are, welcome back. And if you're not, well, welcome back when you get here. Just
yeah,
don't,
no,
like, skip it over, you know.
No, no, take me. She finally dug up the mix I sent her a couple of hours ago. I think she's putting that together to throw it into your lap.
Ah, yeah, she just sent me something, so I have to, like, look.
Oh, there you go.
See, this is stuff I don't get. Okay. So, that is downloading, and that is cool. And thank you, Pam. And I guess I should start this party, huh?
Let's get a song going.
Okay. The first piece I'm going to put up is called Reason for the Season. Not the first piece I'm going to put up, the first song I'm going to play. And that is not it. So here we go.
Bird flew by and wondered why she was wise enough to stay up in the sky. From there she could wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? Your life flies away as the night turns to day. If you stop once to think, you have some time gray. But one would like to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? List of false starts and crumpled broken hearts comes from the need to play so many parts. One would like to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? Wind and the rain shook hands again, untouched by the world, they managed to stay sane. They were able to wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season? Wise enough to stay up in the sky. From there she could wonder the reason. What's the point of a year or a season?
That's the softest one we got for tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Rex, I'm going to put up this poem, and I'm going to ask you to read it. This is Only Five Leaves Left by Jeg325. So whenever you're ready.
All right. Only Five Leaves Left by Jeg325. Someone took away the sun. That was such a heinous theft. Outside, fall turned to winter. There are only five leaves left. Gray shades lay upon the sky, dark clouds of grim specters who watch my feeble vessel struggle against foul weather. How long before snowflakes coat the ground in white chill? There is no cure for a season. You cannot end it with a pill. All around me, things change. My portrait is a man bereft, disappearing into unseen air where there's only 5 leaves left. And poem.
Nice read, Rex. Pam said she'd be
that
right back.
That was the right way.
Yeah, yeah. From what I heard, I thought it was a really good piece. Sadly, I could not read it, but I'll tell you that I thought it was a nice job and well done by Jack. So thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. There's a note to depression in it because you cannot end it with a pill, so to speak, the idea of taking one's life. And
yeah.
The thought of only 5 leaves left, there's that idea of, and the winter chill setting in, either it's coming of in the category of age, or you're so far deep into the idea of depression that the world holds not much for you in the moment. And he does offer up notes in the Zayin. He left this life so his spirit could find where winter chases fall leaves to. And that would be Nick Blake. So I guess he died a bit before his time, but he did leave the music so that you could actually take heart into and still listen. So thank you, Jag.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, the next piece I'm going to put up is called The Normal Warm Leatherette. And here goes.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. 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 Melt on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm join the car crash set.
Okay. I ain't heard that one before. Now, is Leatherette, is that like Norgeheim, the poster?
I don't know.
Selena just made it in time for it, too.
Yes. And you know, Rex, I have to say, I am sorry. I didn't realize that you were going to have two back-to-back like that. But,
That was a different road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this should be a fun and interesting read, that's for sure. So I am going to put that up, Rex, and whenever you're ready.
Oh, I get double down?
Well, okay. Didn't you tell me, didn't you tell me that Selena wanted you to read this? Or is that a different poem?
The second one.
Oh, Pam, read that for me, will you?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, honey.
Absolutely. All right. Yep. All right. Ye Daring Sweet Mistress by Selena. Leather straining tauntly across your loins as tease and denial is the game we play. Sublime pain I will tempt you to, raising you higher and higher again. There are no hard limits in our stratosphere. We soar to realms far above normalcy, where basest thoughts reign supreme, and we succumb to deepest illicit desires. Sensation plays is our modus operandi, short, sharp shocks on erogenous zones, arousing and heating our aching beings till our cores are engulfed with searing cascades. You are my slave. I am your mistress. At my feet you will receive my good pain. My crop and whip arouse your senses till you erupt from your rigid restraint and home.
Nice read there, Pam. Kind of fit in that role. And Jean, do you feel dirty yet? It's your turn to comment.
It was a great read, Pam, and you know what? This poem suited you. Because we know that you are the dark mistress of the dungeon. So, that being said, I love this piece. Selena, you did an excellent job with this. The song, a little different, you know. Well, a lot different. But I think that you really, you stepped up and met with the song, you know what I mean? And I think it was well done. You know, there are no hard limits in our stratosphere. We soar to realms far above normalcy, where basest thoughts reign supreme, and we succumb to deepest illicit desires. You know, sensation play is our modus operandi. Hey, great job, Stella. And kind of a shame we didn't have an audio for this one. Woo-hoo! But, man, we did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Wonderful job.
I'm glad I didn't read it.
Yeah, right. Me too. You would have sounded
so. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
I don't know. See, I had read this one ahead of time, and I was, like, kind of looking forward to hearing Rex read, "You are my slave. I am your mistress."
Now, look, don't be so smart. He told me earlier that one of them, she requested that he read it. I didn't realize she had two off the top of me. So you just be nice.
But this is great. I mean, you know, of course, you know, I just really enjoy how she's gone into the BDSM route, which works so very well with the song she was inspired by. And I really thought this was great all the way through with how she plays with the pain and pleasure that go beyond boundaries. And in that part I really particularly like was where she said, there are no hard limits in our stratosphere. You know, in other words, we're open to anything and everything that the either partner suggests. And I do like how she gets really rough with short, sharp shocks on erogenous zones. And plus that, that's just some really great alliteration, short, sharp shock. So great write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. Well, I guess we now know what the warm leatherette is. It's for raising wealth and laying out some sore spots across whatever, God, playful arenas you want to get into. And yeah, that's short, sharp shock. That doesn't sound very titillating at all. That just sounds like, all right, just break out the hand taser. No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But it does fit the song well, and it does play in that realm of BDSM. So if you're into that goody stuff and you enjoy the pain that comes with the pleasure, and the pleasure with the pain, have at it and enjoy yourselves. But
that's right.
Don't forget the safety words.
Yes.
Nice.
That's Delima's next poem, the safe words. There you go. So that being said, I'm going to put up the next piece, which is Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. And wait a second, I gotta pick this up and go over here. And here we go.
Thank you.
Ho.
Okay. Well, to go with that, we have a piece here by Robert M., and it's called Heart-Shaped Box. So here we go. Put that up. And I have an audio.
This is my recital of Heart-Shaped Box, a poem inspired by Nirvana. Pieces of me lay broken, shattered, little fragments of all that mattered. They all crumble in my hand into little mounds of blackened sand, sifting through my weary fingers as crushing lamentation lingers. The winds of change start to blow, scattering remnants none will know. Slowly I am being erased, the winds are calmly laying waste. So in an act of desperation, I gave in to trepidation. Grasping every grain that I could, I placed them in a box of wood. There may not be much to offer, but still I stow them in this coffer. The heart-shaped box holds inside the ashes of which I must hide. I must protect what is left of me and seal my heart under lock and key.
Great read, Robert. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam, kick us off.
All right. Well, I have to say that I think this is a wonderful response to Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box. Brilliant rhyming couplets. I do have to say that I really enjoy his use of the word coffer. You know, you just don't see that word, you know, often enough in poems. And I like, you know, I sometimes just focus in and get obsessed with a single word when one that, you know, people, you don't see people use too often. But I like how the main theme of this, and it has a very, like, heartfelt and personal pain type feel to it, but that it speaks to me on the idea of starting to lose one's humanity because of the pain that you go through. And so you want to save that small part of yourself that still feels some hope for love and feelings and, you know, that to hold on to your humanity. And I really like this all the way through, but especially sifting through my weary fingers as crushing lamentations lingers, the winds of change start to blow, scattering remnants none will know. Slowly I am being erased, the winds are calmly laying waste. Just an absolutely amazing write all the way through and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was a wonderful piece by Robert. I think it was a great take on the prompt. Well done rhyme and meter throughout. And great imagery. I liked his use of rhyming couplets throughout the piece. I thought that was a good touch. It wasn't overwhelming in any one space or another. It was very, it just flowed nicely. You know, and I picked up pieces of me lay broken, shattered, little fragments of all that mattered. The way he started that out was really, it just kind of yanked you in. Like, yes, and you want to know where it's going from there. And, you know, I took it down to the lines that Pam read, ironically. So it worked out well. But, you know, thanks for the share tonight, Robert. Great job. And thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jean. I think it is a sad note for being crushed, because that thought about the heart and then locking up, putting it under lock and key. I get the idea that it's such a crushing blow. It's not just the heart. It's the soul, the essence of, as Pam says, humanity, that sense of self, which you don't want to take any more of what's been delivered, so you tuck it away. Hit on notes of laying waste, desperation, trepidation, little mounds of black sand. Those are dark thoughts of an angle of pain that one does not want to, one can express but really doesn't want to get into, because then you'd have to explain the whole thing. And that means bringing it all up again. So it's easier to chuck it all away somewhere where you don't have to deal with it. It's nicely done, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Now's the time. Take it. You're all going to laugh because I want to put up something country. It fits in here like, well, a sore thumb. But we're going to do it. And this piece is called I Love This Bar, and it's by Toby Keith. So here we go.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in through the front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Barfly, a dumbass and a wise guy. If 672 wine. Play it on out, boys. Beer 30's over. Gotta take it on home.
Just right.
You know, I have to tell you, you know, Laurent and I wrote this poem a few years back, and the whole time we're writing it, I'm picturing LNP, because we have people from everywhere, all kinds of people, and it just struck me that way. So that's where all this came from, but it was a lot of fun. So I'm going to go ahead and read this, and this is called I Love This Room by Phil Maez and Laurent Duvon. So let me see if I can. Here. We got palindromes and tongue twisters, evil stepbrothers and sisters. We've got dark writers, and we got chatters, acrostics and hatters. Readers read aloud, making your poems bloom. I love this room. We've got sonnets, we've got haiku, music lovers in YouTube. We've got rappers, we've got singers, humorists with the zingers. Readers read aloud, making your poems bloom. I love this room. I love this room, it's my kind of group. Convivial folks, a tight little troop. Each poet has a nom de plume. I love this room. We've got tributes. We've got ballads. Mr. Sizz, who look pallid. We've got free versers. And we've got rhymers. Some poets here without timers. Readers read aloud, making your poets bloom. I love this room. I like to enter contests, even when one or come close. I like my gold. I like my gold. I like the radio, the shows. I love this room. It's my kind of group. Convivial folks, a tight little troop. Each poet with a nom de plume. I love this room. I love this room. End poem.
Great reading. Thank you very much.
Wish I could think, you know, but I cannot. But thanks. It was fun.
All right, ma'am. What do you think?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. Great read there, Gene. You know, and this is such a wonderful, heartfelt tribute that both you and Laurent have done. An awesome parody, a heartfelt tribute to an amazing group of people that really share, have so many differences and yet have these in common that they share a love for poetry and a love for sharing poetry. And I have a feeling that Laurent wrote the part that says, I like to enter contests, because I can't imagine you writing that part.
No, I don't think I did, but we were so busy putting it out there, like, because you're in the second line and you know it, evil brothers and sisters,
yep.
Stepbrothers and sisters.
Yep.
You know, there was someone for each one of these lines that jumped to mind and went, yeah, we got that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can see so much of it. It's absolutely. And I love that. And this is great all the way through. I do really like the of course I like the part that mentions mistresses. The we've got tributes, yeah. We've got ballads, mistresses who look pallid, we've got free verses, and we've got rhymers, some poets here without timers. Readers read aloud, making your poems bloom. And that's wonderful, the whole idea that we really, you know, that we give people an opportunity to bloom, to shine. And like I said, this is just great all the way through and brings a big smile to my face. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Thanks, Pam. Appreciate it.
Well, this is 5 years old, and I'm glad I still I haven't lost that thought of what the original idea I got from this. The thought rolling out, we got Flynn Jones and Tongue Twisters, Evil Step Brothers and Sisters. We got Dark Rides, and we got Shattered Across Sticks and Hatters. Readers read aloud, making the poems bloom. I still get that tone out of Shining On from Grand Funk Railroad back way back in the day. That's going back almost 50 years. It still got that tone to it, even though you went with the bar one. So I still like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Rex. Thanks a lot. It was fun. That's what I liked about it. It was fun. Yeah. And it still fits. Even though we've had a changeover in the room, I think it still fits. We have lots of folks that, they still come from different directions. Like Stelina, now she's the mistress. She earned it tonight. Pam, you got noticed. Oh my gosh, I should behave myself. No, it is all good. It's all good. Okay, well, now we're going back to the music of the evening. And this next piece is Freak on a Leash. Oh, so here we go. I'm going to put that on right now.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Thank you.
Well, there we go. And poem that goes with that song is by our very own Sam Ray, Hijacking Fallacies of Roadside Graves. So here we go, and I have an audio for this.
Deep, deep the dagger, the blade doesn't fade, and the swagger cutting away all I was meant to be. I'm a broken token in a world that isn't free. Misery, misery, the dearth of joy, the hijacked bride is playing coy. Drive is driven into the ground, a legacy lost before it is found. Circular rhyme of decline, I sing, I'm carving ornaments of pain on my wall of shame, cause I'm sane, I'm sane. Don't bother to wait up for me, my sorrows are my company, they keep me full, yeah, I love the gluttony, I eat all I can cause I'm sane, I'm sane. I study the reaper to make her my bride, I survey the ceaseless suffering worldwide, to better understand the lethargy of life, the fallacy of pride and all of the strife, driving to roadside graves full of shit, singular fixation on the murder of my wit. While the relics of realism transport the immortal, choking on bones, throwing the stones, my senses are left for the falling of Rome. I step on the ledge to taste the flies in the fall. I would have died laughing, chortle, chortle, but I never laughed at all.
Pam, thank you with SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Gene.
And
a little bit
Pam,
on the high speed there.
Since Pam mentioned it, it's Hijacking Fallacies of Roadside Graves by Pam Ray and James Hatfield. Sorry, Pam, I didn't realize it was a collaboration. So I want to make sure I said that. Great piece. Really well done. You know, I love how you just drilled through it and added some kind of like power to it in my mind. I think that it was just a great piece. Deep, deep the dagger, the blade doesn't fade in the swagger, cutting away all I was meant to be. I'm a broken token in a world that isn't free. Misery, misery, the death of joy, the hijacked bride and playing coy. Drive is driven into the ground, a legacy lost before it is found. Just really hard-hitting lines, you know, all the way through. And I think the two of you did a wonderful job with this. So great
thank
share.
You very much. Enjoyable.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
I think it's nice, Gene. I think it's the back end of this, those last three stanzas that kind of hit the note. Or is it I study the reaper to make her my bride. I survey the secret suffering worldwide to better understand the lethargy of life, the fallacy of pride and all of the strife. Driving the roadside graves full of shit, singular fixation on the murder of my wits, while relics of realism transport the immoral, choking on bones, throwing stones, my senses left for the falling of Rome. I step on the ledge to taste the flies in the fall. I would have died laughing, but I never laughed at all. I don't know. That does offer up the idea of instant free fall and what they call it, terminal velocity. No time to laugh. It's just... Splat. The tasting of the flies on the way down is a nice touch, too. Hey, I'm hungry, Matt, while we're going down.
Thank you, Rex, and thank you for the platform for sharing the song. I mean, the song and the poem, and thank you very much for putting the audio together. Plus, I do have to say thank you to James for writing with me. So,
that's
cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was all the way around. Well done. Okay. So the next song I'm going to put up is called Haunted. And here we go.
sense to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Now, the poem that I have to go with that song is I Am Your Manifestation by Arcana Amor. And I have an audio for that, too. I feel like I'm on vacation tonight. How about you guys? Here we go.
I see the emptiness in your eyes, bleeding from the desert of your smile, searching for someone to hold you close and show you you'll always be special, special. Feel the void in your hollow heart, waiting to be filled with kindred beats, haunted by the absence of love's caress that summons my faint, ghostly presence. Body shivers. Now I have become a faded reflection, adrift in the mist of your reality, arising from the shadows of dreams. Feel my tender touch that melts away on breaths of sadness. I am ash within the flames of your fantasy, reaching out to you from distant darkness. I'm condemned to watch you slowly crumble, aching to wash away the stain of your pain, but all you can see are fractured flickers that dissolve inside forgotten memories. Floating on the tides of all your tears, manifested in mystery from sad lament. I'm trapped behind a veil I can never cross, that keeps us apart in rippling dimensions, in a place that exists as spectral echoes, forever fallen beneath a fatal spell.
Great read, Arcana. Thank you for SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
Oh, this is absolutely beautiful and definitely a well-deserved gold in Stellina's contest. It's beautiful. It's an emotive rite that speaks to me on a love that watches from behind the veil between life and death and wishes they could comfort the grieving. I think it could be taken in a different way, especially with the title, the I Am Your Manifestation. And there were certain lines to where I felt like almost like instead of a ghost, it's something created in the person's mind that came to life from their mind. But I think either way, I'm leaning more towards a ghost, which is a husband, a lover that died and is watching their beloved and as they grieve. I really like this all the way through, but I especially like where it says, I'll always be here, just a whisper away, calling your name from the fringe of eternity, floating on the tides of all your tears, manifested in mystery from sad laments. I'm trapped behind a veil I can never cross that keeps us apart in rippling dimensions. And I really appreciate and just love the whole idea of how he can see her and yet they can never touch, you know, and it just really adds a powerful impact to the rite. And very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about you? But you got to unmute first.
Just made it the whole way. Doug Nabbit. Why is not even here the whole way. I have to agree with Pam all the way around with her comment. But I thought it was an awesome work and a really well-written piece. There's so many great stanzas throughout, you know, in the story that was being told here. But I especially like those last three. And out of the last three, I have to say, I like the third from the bottom and the last one. Something about those two, it just kind of stood out a little bit more. But I have to say, you know, Pam, when you were talking about, you know, is it something that she made up in her mind or is it a ghost? You know, I was with you 100% because I'm like listening. I'm going, yeah, because I kind of was wondering myself. But it says, I am your manifestation. It's something that I think that the insinuation was that she had created this entity, this being, this spirit, you know, or conjured it up. Maybe that's a better way to put it. And I think that... you know, that was a valid, like, kind of, you know, is it somebody who'd passed or what have you? And it is easier to say it's a ghost. You know, it really is. And I kind of went there myself, and I'm going, well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But either way, I think it's just a wonderful piece. I think it has, it just hits all the notes, no matter which way you go with it. So fabulous job, Arcana, as always. great audio and what have you. And yes, it is a well-deserved gold, you know, enjoyable work as always. So thanks for sharing and great audio.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That last stanza is outstanding, but I do like the opening two lines too. I see the emptiness in your eyes bleeding from the desert of your smile. That's a nice note right there. And I got two thoughts out of this. You can walk this with the ghost angle. I'd go with Swayze and Demi Moore in Ghost. And those moments that they shared, it speaks right to this the whole of this body of words and choice. And the other angle I can look at it from is Lenore trying to express from the other side to Poe.
Yeah.
So it works on a couple of levels that people can enjoy it for both things. And even if it is the thought of the manifestation, I'm thinking he's trying to offer that up as what she's created, but actually he's created his own manifestation because he can't let go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Woman, back to you.
Okay. Well, the next song that I'm going to play is, I got to get to find it, by Ginger, called Perennial. So here we go. And
for this.
Wow.
Okay,
surprise!
Now it's over.
Surprise! Hey. Oh my God, that was funny. Sorry, I just heard your voice and all of a sudden I heard it start again and I'm like, what happened? Like I'm flying over here to look and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I've been caught like that a couple of times. I think it's over and all of a sudden it comes right back in. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like, don't go. When did that happen? Okay. That's so funny. Okay, the piece I have to go with that song is called Spatial Awareness by Robert M. And I have an audio for that too. So here we go.
This is my recital of Spatial Awareness, a poem inspired by the band Ginger. I often find myself drifting into welcome slumber on the days when depressive fatigue settles in. My mind seems to think that I can escape my problems by sleeping. Yet sometimes in the trek from one consciousness to the other, I end up getting lost along the way. Where am I? Seems like I am drifting in space. Ego emaciated by frigid disarray, I am starting to feel as though I am merely a jawless piranha swimming through a cosmic sea. The vast ocean of existence humbles me like a fish out of water, trying desperately to find myself amidst the brutal nature of chaos. Defenseless and skittish, yet somehow still resonant, as these blemished scales oddly reflect the swirling enigmas that bestow their beauty upon me. This worn armor, blessed by the infinite galactic wonder, allows me to feel majestic and mystical, if even for a minor ripple in the river of time. With this newfound grace, I can feel all of the currents and torrents strewn about in the endless dark. Supernovas and massive vortices are merely baubles for me to admire. I now speak the language of celestial bodies and feel the weight of the unnamed voids. Energy teems, crackling within my feeble frame, inciting vigor with epiphanic discovery. Caressed by starlight in its rawest form, kissed by the golden dust of creation, yet burdened by an unending darkness, I find that myself and the universe are one and the same.
Great read, Robert. Thank you for the sound design. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, this is amazing. And such another well-deserved goal. This was actually written to the last contest that Jessica D did on All Poetry. You know, she still comes to my mind every once in a while. She was just such a wonderful person. But I digress. I'm sorry. You know, this is a brilliant write by Robert. And as always, his SoundClouds, he has an amazing reading voice. I really like how, to me, this was a philosophical write that spoke on the mind's defense to escape from reality when depression overwhelms. And I liked how there was an intermingling of light and dark throughout the galaxies and within ourselves. But it also speaks to me on the whole idea, and I think this is where the philosophical part comes in how we're all part of something grander. We're all part of this huge cosmic universe, and that is something just absolutely beautiful. But I really like this all the way through, but especially with this newfound grace, I can feel all of the currents and torrents strewn about in the endless dark. Supernovas and massive vortices are merely baubles for me to admire. I now speak the language of celestial bodies and feel the weight of the unnamed void. Energy teems crackling within my feeble frame, inciting vigor with epiphanic discovery. I love how this is that speaks on the whole idea of somebody finding the power within themselves. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Well, thank you, Kim. And Jean, come on down.
Hey, he almost did it again. I thought this was really a great write by Robert. As always, I thought it was wonderfully expressed. And a great take on that prompt, for sure. You know, and I thought these were really great lines, these last two stanzas, and of course the ending line. I now speak the language of celestial bodies and feel the weight of the unnamed voids. Energy teems crackling within my feeble frame, inciting vigor with epiphatic discovery. Caressed by starlight in its rawest form, kissed by the golden dust of creation, yet burdened by an unending darkness, I find that myself and the universe are one and the same. And I think that was really well expressed at the end there. But it was good all the way through. I think that they just kind of left an impression on me. So excellent work, Robert, and thanks for sharing, as always. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that opening stanza is the setup, because it hits on the note of escape. Then where am I? Seems like I'm drifting in space. Emaciated ego, merely being a jawless piranha swimming through a cosmic sea, being humbled like a fish out of water, trying desperately to find myself amidst the brutal nature of chaos. A double dip there. He's looking to escape, yet he finds the brutal nature of chaos, which in itself is where depression hits on the idea of self, the chaos in the mind. And then he hits more. I feel all the currents and torrents strewn about the endless dark, supernovas and massive vortices, so are merely baubles for me to admire. They are notes to admiration there, yet he's still swimming in that very same nature, the void he hits on in the back end of this too, is the very same place that he's trying to escape from. So the realization is that he's reflecting back in on himself in his travels, because he's finding the same point of origin in both worlds. Nicely done. Thank you, Robert.
Awesome song.
Awesome.
Okay.
Back on you.
Awesome. The next piece I'm going to put up is Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
All right, Rex, that's going to bring me to you. This piece is called The Jungle by Stellina.
All right. The Jungle by Stellina. Welcome to the jungle, survival of the fittest, treading treacherous waters, trying to stay afloat. Shark-infested waters, ready to bite your ass, dodging flying bullets, ducking rogue punches, scarred skins and wounded hearts needing a hit. Shoot up your oblivion, snort your fantasies, suck, swallow, and blow your painful ecstasy. Sink into orgasmic orgies with high-priced whores in this permissive pleasure dome of shivering sin. In the jungle, find your freedom and lose your soul. Everything is here if you have the ask for price, though the price will always be too high to pay. Your appetite for destruction is never sated. Days and nights merge into surreal scenarios till one day you crash and burn and slowly expire. Welcome to the jungle. You want to take your chances? The rocky road to hell is paved with temptation, dripping wanton flesh in cleansing clouds of blow, wanting to forget the raw reality that bites in the dark streets of the jungle. No one sees your pain. End poem. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, great read there, Rex. And what a fabulous write by Stellina. Really great take on the prompt, which, by the way, is just an awesome song. And I like how she brings us into the jungle of the big city, the suburban hell. And I was suburban the right word? Probably not, but no, I don't think so. But anyways, urban. That's what I was looking for, the urban hell. Yes, thank you. I really like how she has such hard-hitting imagery and use of language. Shoot up your oblivion, snort your fantasy, suck, swallow, and blow your painful ecstasy. Sink into orgasmic orgies with high-priced whores in this permissive pleasure dome of shivering sin. In the jungle, find your freedom and lose your soul. So, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but in the end, you're going to end up losing yourself. So, amazing write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you? But you got to unmute.
There we go. That's exactly what I was going to do. I think this is a great job by Stellina and a good take on that prompt. It kind of addresses all the as Pam said, the urban issues. Not that they don't happen anywhere else. It's just that it's much more consolidated and, seems to be, get folks. Thing is, it's just all in a tight area. I like the stanza that Pam quoted as well. But everything is here if you have the ask for price, though the price will always be too high to pay. Your appetite for destruction is never sated. Days and nights merge into surreal scenarios till one day you crash and slowly expire. I think that was, on top of the stanza that Pam read, I think that was an excellent follow-up line, stanza. And I think it was just really well done. So excellent work, Stellina, and thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. It's a great bite of the original song. And she also dipped into that line, Your Appetite for Destruction is Devastated. That's the title of the album, Appetite for Destruction. And it does hit on that note of city life, where there are always certain places where you can go to find whatever illuminates your peccadillo, so to speak. And that appetite for destruction always leads down terrible paths. And she does hit on that idea of the shark-infested waters ready to bite your ass. Yes, because if you're not careful, going down there for what you want, you don't get what you want, but you do get robbed. So that hits on the other angle of that note for destruction, because if they can take advantage, they will. And you'll end up beaten bloody, or you get some really bonker crap that just lays you out permanently. It's another way of putting it. So jungle, yes. If you're gonna delve into those little scenes, you best be quite aware of where you're going, or you best know somebody, because it's not a place you want to walk into where you might not walk out of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're done, Selena. All right.
Okay. The next song I'm going to put up is Haunt Me. And here we go. Mm-hmm.
Look, I won't pretend I understand it, babe, the afterlife and all. But as you died, you promised me that you would try to write or call, and I've been waiting ever since. Every Sunday I hold seances with like-minded adults and roll your corpse into the living room and try to find your pulse and then repine at the results. I've even got my windowsills lined up with ultraviolet bulbs, shrunken shrines of human skulls and other signs of the occult. But now I'm at a fucking loss, cause honey, nothing seems to work. Like I've been astrally projecting my body beyond my dreams through the fabric of space and time so you could spot me at the seams. I've ventured through the upside down hoping you caught me in between, but maybe if you've got the tech, then you could haunt me on my screen. Like you should infiltrate my newsfeed, I swear no one would notice. You could float beside some bogus BuzzFeed quiz about the POTUS, be a pixelated phantom ghost on clickbait propaganda posts, and dictate what you're thinking through a catchy headline. Like one weird reason why it's great to be ethereal, or 20 signs you're dead now and your soul is immaterial. Or if it's late at night, then you could swoop in from the shadow realm and talk to me through pop-up ads that show up over adult films on anything you're into. We could start with MILF or facial, you could beam your interspatial spirit into interracial. If you're feeling sort of formal, we could pizza date on Skype, and I could call the corner over and we could share the corner slice. When it's time to go to bed, then we could leave our cameras on. And if the netherworld has one day shipping free on Amazon, then you could slumber as you ship yourself. I swear the shit delivers quick. Or send me the address and I could meet you by the river Styx. I'm Twitter beef with Namtar by the Tigris and Euphrates. I could snap you while I'm snagging sacred threads of life from Hades. I would loot Duat and photocopy pirates of papyrus, change the records and then have a Facebook flame war with Osiris. And either way, I can't wait to talk or reunite. I've been so lonely since you died, I've tried to walk towards the light. And if the gods of death oppose our harmless want to reconvene, then maybe we could sneak you by him if you haunt me through a screen. It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't want to deal with voodoo dolls and
I'm just frustrated, I guess. I've hung out in countless graveyards, drawn pentagrams and slaughtered goats, and even took a course on hunting ghosts from Pentecostal folks, but never once have gotten close. Last month I sat with local psychics and their crystal jewels and tried to find my old T-Mobile psychic home from middle school. Just so maybe if you're bored of fortune-telling tarot cards and magic words, then you could tweet 140 characters. So I could throw away my voodoo dolls and stop chanting my juju mantras that my guru taught us. And if you slide into some YouTube comments, you could scroll the comment page or you could leave it blank. If your specter is perceptible, we tell them it's a prank. And if you still don't send responses, I'd assume the problem's technical, and I would call Verizon just so someone could inspect it all. I'd tell him I just want a close encounter of the spectral kind. He'd ask if we turned on our modem router for a second time and plugged it incorrectly to the voltage power socket line and tried to tear a portal hole through to your paranormal soul so me and you could catch up on a toll-free spirit mortal call. Or we could see a witch doctor, she'd probably be skeptical. Clinician with a stethoscope, the specimen not skeletal, the symptoms metaphysical, the convalescent soulless. At first her diagnosis could be we should try hypnosis. But truthfully, if you could choose the way that you're reborn, I hope you use the 3G phone and you eschew the Ouija board. And at this point, I don't really know why I learned ESP for, when you could just descend and settle in my USB port or my NVIDIA GeForce or my video AV core. There's no need for Santa Muerte when I've got a QWERTY keyboard. We could play a game of esports, you and I'd be on a team. And if you're feeling odious, I'll put my audio on stream. I'll still have your favorite games, babe, I've got them all on Steam. We'll get started when you're ready, once you haunt me through a screen.
It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't wanna deal with voodoo dolls and figurines. I could do without them if you'd haunt me.
on me through my screen.
Well, that was a bit sort of funk.
It was. I liked it. I liked it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Pam, can I get you to read this next one?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is called Sadistic Ghosts by Betty Page. Awesome. Thanks.
Sweet sadistic ghost. Oh, how I love you the most. Haunt me viciously, mesmerizing wild, feel you down deep within me, I'm levitating, drifting, floating high, dancing through sweet clear blue skies, twirling round and round, never coming down, seems you're haunting all my dreams, I'm so addicted, you're my drug, my fix, just must maintain love's lucid high, seductive neon, vivid bright colors paint my soul so intensely, poetic rainbows, your kiss is witchcraft, lingering upon my lips as sweet sticky smoke, Mary Jane's daydreams, dark hypnotic mystical magic twists and turns, seduce me wicked, half angel, half demon love, crush my heart helpless, blood drips relentless. You're spilling across my mind, tattooing my soul, piercing me vicious, laughing hysterically as you do me in and home.
Great read, yeah, thank you very much. All right, Dean.
I like this.
The funkiness of that song.
Yeah, exactly. I like this song, and I think Betty did a nice job with it as a prompt. Definitely. You know, sweet sadistic ghost, oh, how I love you the most. Haunt me viciously. Mesmerizing wild, feel you down deep within me. I'm levitating. Drifting, floating high, dancing through sweet, clear blue skies, twirling round and round. I think that, I don't know, I think she really captured something in that song and put it in this poem. And I think it was just a wonderful share and a great take. So thank you so much, Betty. I really enjoyed this piece very much.
Thank you, Jean. Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yes, this was a great one to be able to read. I enjoyed the imagery in this, the 575 line. This makes me think of an article I read years ago about there's actually places that you pay to go visit to stay the night in where supposedly ghosts will come and have sex with you. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. To me, it sounds slightly like prostitution, but, you know, I guess if the person's dead, it doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, this is a wonderful dark sensual, right? You know, she's got everything here, the Mary Jane daydreams, dark hypnotic mystical magic twists and turns. Just a really great take on the prompt, which, by the way, I too love that song. It's just so upbeat and quirky and,
yep.
You know, just unique. It was fun to listen to. Another part I really liked was when she says, vivid bright colors paint my soul so intensely, poetic rainbows. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she starts out with the sweet sadistic ghost angle and rolls into then the haunting of dreams. And what's it, you're my drug fix, must maintain love, lucid high, seductive neon. Then she dips into your kisses, witchcraft, lingering palm and lips, a sweet, sticky smoke, and seduce me wicked, half angel, half demon love, crush my heart, helpless. Then she goes from the ghost angle into a half angel, half demon, and from there it gets a little bit like that angle of drift me into your world, because she hits on blood drips relentless, your spelling crossed my mind, tattooing my soul, and piercing me vicious, laughing hysterically as you do me in. Yes, let's call that, well, there might be a little bit of scalping in there.
Maybe. yeah. Okay. Now, we have one piece left. And we have just about enough time to do that. So the song I'm going to put on now is called Turn Up the Night. So here we go. This poem that I'm going to put up is called Turn Up by Intimidus Rex. So, Rex, whenever you're ready.
All right. Turn up the night. It's in the shame of the night as I come walking through this heavy-handed quark on the south side of you. Come on, I said, stand up and shout for the lord of your fright, because you're caught in the middle of what I wring from the night. Let's walk in shadows, becoming rainbows in the dark. We can burn in those colors of a moon's howling bark. I am your Pavlov, your Rasputin, burning through veins of rust, straight through your heart where you live to combust. Mama always told you, don't talk to strangers, but I am not that, I am that molten lava that gives birth to dangers. I'm your holy diver, your gypsy, your verse, living in your mind and singing your curse. Let's walk in shadows, becoming rainbows in the dark. We can burn in those colors of a moon's howling bark. I am Liberace, clad in black, not an Elton John tiny dancer, as there's no going back. Because I'm Donna, I'm Blitzen, I'm a cold-hearted prancer, living on the edge of everyone's slave disaster. Heaven and hell leaves you, falling off the edge of this world. Now that you're invisible, you're this slither unfurled. Let's walk in shadows, becoming rainbows in the dark. We can burn in those colors of a moon's howling bark. So, turn up the night, turn up the night. I said, turn up the night. And Paul.
Nice. Yeah. Nice read there, Rex. Great piece. Pam, you want to start us off?
Oh, absolutely. That was an amazing read and definitely a well-deserved gold in this contest. I love how you wrote to so many of the different songs by Dio. And one of the songs that you had written to was Don't Talk to Strangers. And in my written comment, I told you, I talked to a stranger that wrote poetry this beautiful. You know, this had wonderful rhyme and flow, strong imagery and metaphors. To me, it was an amazing write on the temptations of night, music played to the hum of the soul, lured to full moon streets walked. Absolutely amazing. I really think you need to make a recording of this. It's a great write all the way through. But I have to say a couple parts that I really like are, I am your Pavlov, your Rasputin, burning through veins of rust, straight through your heart where you live to combust. And of course the end, but also here, heaven and hell leave you falling off the edge of this world now that you're invisible. And I like how you separated the end from the visible to give it a new meaning to the idea of, you know, being seen beyond different realms. You're the slither unfurled. Wonderful lines and just an amazing light, Rex.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Yeah, Rex, I thought this was a great song for you to write to, honestly. You had so many great lines in this piece, and Pam, like, kind of swished a few of them out from under me, but that's okay. You know, I was like, I am your Pavlov, your Rasputin, burning through veins of rust, straight through your heart where you live to combust. Mama always told you don't talk to strangers, but I'm that molten lava that gives birth to dangers. I'm your holy diver, your gypsy, your verse, living in your mind and singing your curse. Let's walk in shadows, becoming rainbows in the dark. We can burn in those colors of the moon's howling bark. Great stuff, I mean, all the way through. I mean, you never disappoint anyway, but I think you really did something special with this one. Great, great work and enjoyed. Nice share for tonight. What you going to tell us about it?
Well, it was for an album that doesn't get a whole lot of airplay, Holy Diver, from Ronnie James Dio. So I used all the songs, and then I added a few more, Heaven and Hell, from his days with Black Sabbath and a couple other pieces as add-ins to add a little bit more flavor to that album, because that album had Holy Diver on it, Gypsy, and a few other songs that are, let me see, what was it, where was it? Come on, open up.
Shame of the Night.
What was it? Oh, yeah. Shame of the Night. Stand Up and Shout. Caught in the Middle. Rainbow in the Dark. Straight Through the Heart. Don't Talk to Strangers. Holy Diver. Gypsy and Invisible. But I did add in the sort of a couple of other Black Sabbath songs. The Pavlov, the Rasputin, and that Liberace, and kind of just threw a little bit of a curve into it.
right? It was a great piece, that's for sure. Hey, Rex, great show tonight.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Great show. Pam for sitting in with us, and Stelina and Kind Poet for the boys. Thank you very much. Good evening. And it fit just enough. And I can thank John Cannon for that. Between his song and the and his SoundCloud, that was 10 minutes of playtime right there, which worked out perfectly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it was great hanging out with you guys as always. You know, as I say, great poetry, great comments, a lot of fun with you too. So, thanks very much.
And a hell of a mix of music.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I was like, wow, listen to this. We're going everywhere. But it was wonderful. It all, even though it one of these things was not like the others, but that's okay. It all worked. I liked it. So, makes it kind of fun. So, what do we got next Sunday, Rex? What are we working on then?
Gary Wright.
Gary Wright. Okay, yes. Yes.
Yes. Makes sense. He's another one who passed on with us recently, so it's his turn.
I'm telling you, I think it was nice to do something a little different tonight. Good call. So, anyhow, I guess we'll call it. And good night, Pam.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay.
She's quick, man. She doesn't mess around. Yeah.
Both
okay, Rex. Excellent show. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.